Israeli forces have killed at least four Palestinians as Israel counts final votes in its national elections. The deaths of several Palestinians occurred in separate incidents in raids in the occupied West Bank and in East Jerusalem. A Palestinian who stabbed a police officer in Jerusalem's Old City was shot at and killed, according to police. The police officer was lightly wounded. In the West Bank, mourners poured into the streets for the funeral of a Palestinian man who police say threw a firebomb at them during a raid. The violence comes amid a backdrop in which former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to regain power backed by far-right allies. The coalition government is expected to include the extremist lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir, who said Israel would soon take a tougher approach to attackers. Israeli political analyst Yohanan Plesner believes a tougher stance on violence is what most Israelis want.
The Israeli people wanted it change, and they wanted the government to pay more attention, serious attention, to questions of personal safety and security.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.